Chinese authorities are deploying further measures to improve patient admission and survival rates and reduce infection and mortality rates to curb the pneumonia epidemic caused by the novel coronavirus. That's according to a meeting of a leading group of the CPC Central Committee on the Prevention and Control of the Novel Coronavirus Outbreak. Among measures to provide more beds to patients, a number of hotels, venues, and training centers will be used as sites to carry out centralized treatment of suspected infections in patients showing mild symptoms. China's detected over 24,000 coronavirus cases. 490 people have died. Nearly 900 people have been cured and discharged from hospital. Wuhan plans to convert another 8 public venues into hospitals to take on patients infected with the novel coronavirus. Local authorities say the city has already converted 3 public venues into makeshift hospitals, providing an extra 3,400 beds for patients with mild symptoms. The makeshift hospitals are distributed across the city to relieve the pressure on medical facilities. Construction on 2 major hospital projects, Huashanshan and Leishanshan, will offer 2,600 beds for patients infected with coronavirus. A 9-month-old girl infected with the novel coronavirus is in stable condition. The girl is being treated at Beijing D10 Hospital, one of the 20 hospitals designated to treat patients infected with the virus. The girl's in the same ward as her mother, who's also infected. The girl and her family traveled from Wuhan to Beijing last month and showed symptoms later. Several officials in Hubei province have been removed from their positions for dereliction of duty in the fight against the coronavirus outbreak. The deputy director of the Hubei branch of the Red Cross Society of China was dismissed after the charity came under fire over receiving and handling of donations. Investigations show the charity failed to distribute funds and relief goods in time to contain the spread of the coronavirus and disclosed misleading information on its actions. The Chinese government is streamlining its work in the prevention and control of the coronavirus outbreak. Chinese technology firm Huawei says it'll set up 5G manufacturing bases in Europe. Company officials say Huawei already has candidate places in mind while declining to name them. Huawei has just marked 2 decades of operation in Europe. The company's future on the continent seems to be secured after recent EU and UK decisions to allow it to participate in building 5G infrastructure. The decisions were made against intense lobbying and threats from the US aiming to ban Chinese technology suppliers, and in particular Huawei. U.S. President Donald Trump is now delivering the annual State of the Union speech to Congress. This is his 3rd State of the Union speech since he took office as the president in 2017 and also the final one of his first term. Trump also becomes the 2nd president to give the address while in the middle of an impeachment trial after Bill Clinton. The Senate may reportedly hold the final vote on the president's impeachment today. Trump was impeached by the House of Representatives last year for abuse of power and obstructing Congress. Pete Buttigieg, former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders are leading after the Iowa Democratic Caucus. With 60% of Iowa precincts reporting, Buttigieg is leading with almost 27%, followed by Sanders standing at 25%. Senator Elizabeth Warren and former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden round out the top 4. It's unclear when the full results will be released. The UN Secretary General is calling for an immediate end to hostilities between Turkish and Syrian troops in northwest Syria. Antonio Guterres made the remarks after the 2 forces traded fire in the Idlib region on the Turkish border, which reportedly left dozens dead.
That, of course, is a change in the nature of conflict that is extremely worrying. And one reason more for the cessation of hostilities before the escalation comes to a situation that then becomes totally out of control.
Guterres also calls for conditions for humanitarian aid to be distributed since hundreds of thousands of people are already displaced. The clash began with Syrian government shelling of Turkish positions in Idlib after a Turkish military convoy of over 200 vehicles entered northwest Syria. And Turkey responded with retaliatory operations, hitting 54 targets in the region.